It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's time for us to ask a pastor, and our question is, why is Jesus the only way to heaven? Pastor Abraham Piri is here to answer the question. There is Buddha, there is Muhammad, there is Hare Krishna, there is bribery, there is sexuality, there is drugs, there are a lot of ways, but Christians insist that Jesus is the only way. Why? Why is Jesus the only way to heaven? Because a lot of people have done a lot of things and they can swear, but I've been to heaven and I came back. I was in the spirit. I was in heaven and I came back and there was no Jesus there. If really, 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 we need to teach, we need to understand. And that's why we're asking the question, why is Jesus the only way to heaven? Pastor Abraham Piri, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question today.
Sure. Good afternoon and thank you for having me. What an interesting question indeed and very relevant to our time. Why is Jesus the only way to heaven? So I'm going to give about four points, possibly not exhaustive, but I think these are the main ones according to research that can help us understand this one. So the first one, why Christ or Jesus is the only way to heaven, is that because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of heaven and earth. And so if you read Genesis 1 and verse 1, the Bible says there that God created the heavens and the earth. But Colossians 1 verse 16 adds more flesh in this creation story and says that for by him, that is Christ, all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And so this is one of the most profound statements in the scripture that qualifies Christ to be the only way to heaven, because he is the creator. I mean, he made the heavens and the earth. Anyone else is created. And so I think if we are talking about the creator, he's the best to show us, because that is what he made himself. And so one of the second argument, which is there, why Christ Jesus is the way to heaven, is because he is sinless, sinless himself. So 1 Peter 2 verse 22 tells us clearly that he committed no sin, no sin found in him, in his mouth. So Christ was sinless. I mean, we want a way that indeed is flawless, and this one is found in Christ Jesus. 1 John 3 verse 5 also tells us that you know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. So this in itself tells us clearly this way must be flawless, and the way in Christ Jesus is flawless, for he had no sin completely. The third one, which I love also, is that Christ is the only way to heaven because he's the mediator, of course, of him having both natures, God and man. This is very important to realize, because as a mediator, then he has attributes of God and attributes of man, meaning that he's better placed to understand us and lead us to where he is. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. The book of Isaiah tells us that one of the Christ's name is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. This assures us that actually Christ carries both natures and is better placed to be able to be our way to heaven. John 1 verse 1 elaborates it further and says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory and touched him. So there you see how better placed Christ is, divine and human, to lead us to himself. So you see here also that Christ also is God. In John 20 verse 28, Thomas actually confessed this. Remember in that story where he was doubting whether Christ had resurrected, when he finally saw that Christ is the man, he's the one, he says, my Lord, my God. So this is what it is. And the fourth argument here we can ever have that Jesus himself is our Redeemer. A Redeemer is someone entrusted with securing one's release from oppression, harm, evil, and all these things. So he was assigned, this all things are hinged in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Colossians 1 verse 13 to 14 tells us that he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us unto the kingdom of his dear son Christ Jesus our Savior. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus here is better placed because he came to die for us, to set us free. And because of that, he knows the way back to heaven. He knows the way to heaven because this is what he came to create, a way for us to be liberated from sin and evil and bondage. Romans 5:8 adds and says, God demonstrated his love, his own love, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ came to die for us. I don't know of anyone else who has ever done this in entire history except Christ Jesus, and he's better placed because he's our Redeemer. Not only is he our Creator, but he's our Redeemer. He's our Redeemer. His own testimony, Christ says, John 14 verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. And so we see that as we believe him, we believe that he's all we can ever want or imagine. Everything else embodied. It's in him that we live, we move, and we have our being. And that's what makes Christ stand out completely. And last but not the least, Jesus actually fulfills all the prophecies of the Old Testament of a Messiah, of one who came to make a way for us. If you talk about his miraculous birth, you talk about him being the son of David, where the Messiah was to come from, him being Emmanuel, him being born in a manger like it was prophesied, him being betrayed by his closest friend, and all these things, they find the fulfillment in Jesus and him only. And you see here that actually Galatians 3 verse 16 confirmed, Paul himself affirms and says, the promises of to Abraham and the seed were fulfilled in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Beloved, in all these things and many more that we can discover, Christ is the only way that leads us to heaven. And there's no other way we can go, because the Bible tells us actually in Acts as well, 4 verse 12, that there's no name given under heaven whereby we should be saved except the name of Jesus. And this name is powerful. It's able to save, it's able to heal, it's able to restore, it's able to lead us back to the Father. So these and many more are testament enough for us to actually believe that Christ is the only way to heaven.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I hear you. Thank you very much, Pastor Abram Piri. He's answering the question, why is Jesus the only way to heaven? Aren't you happy? It's just 5-10 minutes.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.